Some facts from history.
What do you know about the original inhabitants?
The Icelandic Vikings were probably the first to arrive, but they didn't establish any permanent settlements. So until the 15th century, the only inhabitants were the Indians, more precisely, the Native Americans. They arrived from Asia across the Bering Strait. In winter, the water freezes, so it is possible to cross it. What do you know about Christopher Columbus?
The incorrect name Indians comes from the time of Christopher Columbus, an Italian navigator serving the Spanish king and queen who arrived in America in 1492, thinking this was the Indian coast of Asia. His name was given to the federal district, District of Columbia, known as D.C. Who was Amerigo Vespucci?
America is named after Amerigo Vespucci, another Italian explorer who made many voyages to South America. His detailed, vivid accounts of the New World won him fame in Europe, and his first name was given to the entire continent, from Canada down to Argentina. By the end of the 17th century, the Spanish, French, Dutch, and English had claimed land and started settlements in North America. These settlements soon became very important to the European economy, supplying agricultural goods and raw materials. As Europeans settled in the New World, the original Native Americans suffered greatly. Through wars, violence, and the spread of European diseases, the Native American population declined by millions. Who were the Pilgrim Fathers?
In 1607, the first English colony was founded in Virginia at Jamestown. In 1620, the ship Mayflower brought 102 people, the Pilgrim Fathers, who founded a colony named Plymouth in Massachusetts. These original British settlers, called Pilgrim Fathers, were religious Puritans. They left England because of Henry VIII's reformation of the church. Persecuted in England, they sought religious freedom in the New World. In October 1621, they celebrated the first Thanksgiving Day. How were the first colonies made?
After that, many colonists settled in the country, mostly along the eastern coast. The British, the German, Dutch, Irish, and Spanish. In the end, 13 colonies under English rule were established, with the exception of New Orleans, that remained French, and Florida, that stuck to Spanish rule. In 1619, the first African slaves were brought to Virginia. Slaves were working in plantations, where tobacco, cotton, and other products were grown for export to Europe. In turn, Europe sent manufactured goods to the colonies. What was the Boston Tea Party? Who became the first U.S. president?
As the colonies grew economically, England attempted to restrict their power. The English heavily taxed the American colonists and restricted their trading freedom. The American colonists, with their slogan, "No taxation without representation," refused to pay these taxes, and as a result, British soldiers were sent to Boston. In 1773, a group of patriots dressed as Indians threw tea into the Boston Harbor. This event is known as the Boston Tea Party. On the 4th of July, 1776, the Declaration of Independence, written by Thomas Jefferson, was signed. Between the years 1775 and 1783, the War of Independence was fought. In the end, the British signed the peace treaty and recognized the USA as a sovereign state. Who was George Washington?
George Washington became the first American president in 1788, when also a new constitution was adopted. He was president until 1797. He is a great national hero known for his honesty and leadership, although he himself, along with Thomas Jefferson, were slave owners. How did America grow?
Throughout the 19th century, the U.S. expanded its territory westward. In 1803, the vast Louisiana Territory was bought from the French, doubling the size of the nation. In 1819, in a treaty with Spain, Florida was added to the U.S. In the late 1840s, through a war with Mexico, the U.S. gained Texas, California, New Mexico, Nevada, and Arizona. What do you know about the civil war between the North and the South?
Economic and political differences grew between the Northern and Southern states. Those in the North based their economy on manufacturing and abolished slavery, whereas the economy of the South depended on agriculture, with slaves growing cotton, rice, and tobacco. These differences created great tensions between the two halves of the country. The South tried to set up its own authorities, an independent confederation, and this was the start of a civil war. War between the North and the South, from 1861 to 1865. The North was the winner of the war, and slavery was abolished. In 1866, the defeated Southern planters founded a secret organization, the Ku Klux Klan, as an instrument of terror against the newly freed slaves. Although slaves were made free, black people were segregated up until the 1960s, when Martin Luther King Jr. helped establish a movement for human rights. 5 days after the end of the Civil War in 1865, President Lincoln was shot dead. What happened in the 20th century?
Throughout the 20th century, the U.S. grew as a world power. 1917, USA entered World War I. 1929, the stock market crashed in New York, followed by the Great Depression, which led to unemployment and poverty. 1941, Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, and the USA entered World War II. 1945, U.S. forces dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. After the Second World War, international politics was dominated by two powerful blocs, that of the United States and that of the Soviet Union, USSR. The Cold War did not mean the two superpowers fought each other, it was just that they tried to reduce each other's influence in the world. Both countries protected themselves with a huge amount of nuclear weapons that were meant as a constant warning towards the opponent. 1963, John Fitzgerald Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. 1969, astronaut Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. What myths have been created about the history?
In Western films, the American West is portrayed as a wild and exciting place. There are honest, brave, strong, and good cowboys on one side and baddies on the other. That is how writers from the East Coast described the West and created a myth. The reality wasn't at all like that. Most people in the West were farmers, and their lives were quite boring.
Beach.
Port. Harbor.
Gold seeker.
Slave.
Settler.
Farmer.
Cowboy.
Hero.
Chief of the armed forces.
Elect.
Control.
Influence.
Rule.
To be responsible for.
Drafting of law.
Passing of a law.
Secret organization.
Peace treaty.